Our next question is from Mila in Montana, and she says she's interested in learning about liability issues for arena owners who let neighbors and friends use their facilities.
Mila, that's a really good question. So I would say that if you are not running a commercial facility, the number one thing that you need to do is not charge anyone to use your arena, even if it's like $5. Because once you start charging somebody or accepting some sort of compensation from them, that turns it into a commercial relationship, even if it's extremely unprofitable for you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, keeping it, you know, friends and family and, you know, not charging them would be step one, because that puts it into a recreational use versus a commercial use setting. And then step two would be to have each one of those people sign a liability release for using your facility.
So having them sign that liability release doesn't then make it a commercial transaction.
That is correct. That even if you have, let's say, a friend from work come over to ride one of your horses, you can have them sign a liability release. And in fact, you should do that.
Okay.
But one thing to remember is that oftentimes it is not the person who actually got injured, you know, your friend that you trust. It might be the insurance company who paid their hospital bills. It might be their spouse who's always hated horses. You just never know.
Yeah. And I've definitely heard of situations where people have had their friends riding their horses. They get injured, go to the emergency room, and then they end up in a legal dispute that the friend, not of the friend's making. So that isn't uncommon, unfortunately.
Well, and this is a little shocking, but I do 3D eventing, and a friend of mine had a mishap not too long ago and had to go to the emergency room. And her healthcare provider, well, the healthcare insurer, actually sent her a form, and she sent me a copy of the form because, of course, it was written by lawyers and so normal people couldn't understand it. Mm-hmm. But the essence of the form was asking whether anybody else besides her was responsible for her injuries. And what they were fishing for is somebody else to pay the bill.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of the little known part about potential liability. It might not be the person who's actually on your property and comes after you.
Yeah.